Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a chilly start this morning. A jacket will feel nice, not quite as cold as yesterday. What happens next is a huge warm-up. I'll show you when we could be near record highs.
As conflict continues to rise between Israel and Hamas, some may be concerned about gas prices here at home. Just ahead, what experts are saying about how all of this could impact you at the pump.
Now the state fair is over. New road work is starting on the Blue Ridge Road project. The road closures starting this week that could change your commute for the next year. Really need you for the next hour, 6 o'clock right now. On your Wednesday, we're so glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Sunny and bright weather yet again today, but our temperatures will also be changing. The afternoon highs are going to get up there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, not feeling like fall in the afternoons.
It feels like it this morning, like it did yesterday, but not quite as chilly right now. Temperatures are in the mid-40s. We do have clear skies across the area. This is a live look at downtown Raleigh there at the Legislative Building. Our northern and western towns are looking at some 30s, 36 in Roxborough, it's 37 in Lewisburg, 37 in Siler City, but it's 47 in Wilson and Rocky Mount. So we're not going to see as many spots in the 30s this morning. 36 in Sanford, 37 Robbins. There could be a couple of spots with a little patchy frost this morning, but it won't be widespread. 50 right now in Fayetteville. It's 43 in Smithfield, 45 in Goldsboro. It's nice and clear out there. We have the top of the tower lit in blue for clear skies today. Hour by hour, we climb into the almost 70s by lunchtime. We'll be in the upper 70s for highs this afternoon. It looks like the weekend will be very close to record highs. We'll show you how long the warm temperatures last. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is 6:01. A new update from Raleigh 911 just in the past few minutes. It looks like they still have crews on the scene out at the intersection of Brentwood Road at Lake Woodard Drive from an earlier crash with injuries. I'm going to take you to that camera at 440 at Yonkers Road. Kind of hard to see through the trees exactly what's going on there, but I've seen some sensor data indicating at least some backups on Brentwood Road, not too far from that 440 exit there on 440 westbound. Just allow a little extra time as they work to get that crash cleared. Elsewhere around the triangle, no other crashes showing up right now, and your major routes are all looking pretty good.
Brian, thanks. New this morning, an assisted living facility employee is facing a murder charge in the death of a resident. Cynthia Sellers was arrested by Fuquay Varina police. She is charged in the death of 88-year-old Lily Cooper. Police say Sellers pushed Cooper to the ground during an argument on September 24th at the Windsor Point Retirement Community. Cooper suffered a severe injury and later died. Sellers is due to face a judge in the Wake County Justice Center this afternoon.
More road work is getting started this week on the Blue Ridge Road and I-440 project, and it includes a long-term road closure of Barrel Road specifically. WRAL's Laura Levine is live at the intersection of Barrel Road this morning with the work that is part of a big effort to improve the traffic flow right there in the area, Laura.
Yes, Jeff, here at the intersection of Barrow and Blue Ridge, drivers should expect an overnight closure starting tonight. That closure is going to be from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., so really mainly affecting the people who drive overnight. This is a look at the overall widening project in the area. The widening of I-440 will coincide with lowering the grade of Blue Ridge Road and constructing new bridges for Hillsborough Street, the railroad tracks, and Barrow Road to reduce traffic congestion and train-related conflicts with vehicles and pedestrians. The Blue Ridge closure will happen for about a year. A signed detour will have traffic follow Pylon Drive, Blue Ridge Road, Western Boulevard, and Powell Drive to access either side of the closure. And of course, with all of the events happening within the area, the DOT says that this will not affect anything going on at PNC.
No problems with the Barrel Road closure when it comes to PNC games. So that's not going to be an issue. You're not going to have to worry about that.
And starting Friday, overnight closures are scheduled to begin at the Wade Avenue interchange for about 10 nights so that crews can begin setting the girders there to build a new bridge. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Raleigh.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, we're following some breaking news out of Johnston County. I want to show you this scene. Three people were hurt after a crash overnight and a portion of Interstate 95 was shut down after two cars collided in the southbound lanes. This happened near Smithfield. The driver of a Jeep towing a trailer reported that he was about to exit the highway when a small passenger car slammed right into the back of the trailer. Debris from the trailer was scattered across the interstate. That caused the southbound lanes to close. Three people, again, were hurt, transported to area hospitals with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. All lanes of the interstate are now back open and charges are pending.
This morning, Durham police are investigating two separate deaths just a block apart. Officers are calling this one on Liberty Street a homicide. It started out as an assault call at Longmeadow Park. A man was unconscious and not breathing when officers arrived. He died at the hospital. No one is in custody at this time. Just around the corner at Liberty Street and Alston Avenue, Durham police say they're working on a death investigation. At this point, they have not said if these two incidents are related or if there's anything suspicious about this death.
A former Wake County Schools educator is dead after a multi-car crash that left eastbound lanes of Western Boulevard closed for hours yesterday. Police say 62-year-old Wanza Cole didn't stop at the intersection with Dan Allen Drive that caused a chain reaction with other cars that were stopped at the red light. One of the drivers who walked away unhurt spoke with WRL about how he experienced this crash.
I was sitting here with the other two black cars over here, and I saw in my side mirror, the white car was flying down the middle lane.
One of the other drivers involved in the crash was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay.
Today, lawmakers in the House will vote once more on a potential new speaker. You're looking live at Capitol Hill, where Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana is the next man up for the position. Johnson says he is very confident he will be confirmed as speaker today. If that happens, Congress can finally get back to work. It's been more than 3 weeks since Kevin McCarthy was kicked out as speaker. The House has been unable to pass any legislation since, even with a government shutdown looming next month.
New data released just after 4 o'clock this morning by AAA shows the average price of a regular gallon of gasoline in North Carolina is $3.24. A month ago, it was $3.48. Nationally, the average cost for a gallon, $3.54. It's down 31 cents from last month. Those prices are dropping even as the war between Israel and Hamas has worried people about global markets. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live this morning in Raleigh with a closer look at this trend and what we might be expecting in the future.
Well, Jeff, gas prices here at the intersection of Hillsboro and Gorman in Raleigh are just below that state average that you mentioned earlier. $3.21 a gallon here at this BP station. And then across the street, it's also $3.21 a gallon at the Exxon. And over the last month, the average price of gas here in North Carolina has dropped about 24 cents. That means if you have a 20-gallon tank, you're saving about $5 when you fill up. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says prices could go back up next year.
Motors should buckle up for 2024 because, like gas prices are falling in the fall, they will eventually go up next spring. And we still could see prices going back above the $4 a gallon mark.
But how does the war impact all of this? Well, DeHaan says that prices should continue to fall throughout the rest of the year if Iran doesn't become involved. That's because they're a much larger oil producer than Israel and Hamas. And if they jump into this, he says that we could see a shift in those gas prices. If you want more information about the cheapest gas prices in your area, head on over to the WREL Fuel Tracker. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
This morning, leaders from around the world will be in Raleigh for the World Anti-Bullying Forum. The UNC School of Education will host the convention at the Raleigh Convention Center. One guest of note will be Her Royal Highness Crown Princess Mary of Denmark. This is a three-day forum. Today's topics include youth online safety, navigating bullying for students with disabilities, and the role of the classroom environment on bullying. We'll have coverage of this event in our afternoon newscast here on WREL.
New details this morning about the off-duty pilot accused of trying to crash a plane filled with people. What prosecutors say he admitted to before his first court appearance.
Also this morning, we're remembering actor Richard Roundtree, who played that iconic role in the movie Shaft. The tributes coming in from Hollywood.
And our 7-day forecast has a big warm up in it. We could be near record highs over the weekend. And you're probably looking at Tuesday, Halloween, that chance of some showers. I'll walk you through what the scenario is with the computer models for Tuesday for Halloween coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
We take a live look at what's happening outside right now. And we're looking, of course, at some very pleasant conditions out there for us today. Starting off on the cool side right now, 44 degrees. Yesterday, we started about 5 to 10 degrees cooler than where we are right now. At the bus stop this morning, of course, with the cool temperatures, the kids will be happy to have a jacket, I'm sure. But no raincoats needed. Definitely, we're looking at some beautiful sunshine, clear skies this morning as everybody's headed out the door. Our temperatures this afternoon will climb into the upper 70s. And we're on our way into the 80s for the weekend. Let's take a look at our high temperature this afternoon, looking at around 78 degrees. So heading out to walk the dogs this morning, it's a little bit on the cool side. A jacket feels nice, but if you're walking them this evening, you can shed that jacket, Brian.
All right, just about 6:13 right now as we take a look at traffic. Still watching this crash in Raleigh at the intersection of Brentwood Road at Lakewater Drive. That is just off the Beltline there at that Brentwood Road exit. Still looks like it's an active scene with some backup showing up on the ramp from 440 westbound onto Brentwood. So do want to keep that in mind. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're looking good in Durham and Chapel Hill. And our major approaches into Raleigh also are looking pretty clear. Just picking up a 2-minute delay on that trip coming in from Wake Forest toward 540 on southbound Capitol Boulevard. Renee?
Brian, thanks for that update. And we have an update for you on that off-duty pilot accused of trying to crash an airliner filled with passengers. He may have taken psychedelic mushrooms before getting on the plane. Joseph Emerson was in a Portland, Oregon courtroom yesterday where he pleaded not guilty. He is facing more than 160 charges, including dozens of counts of attempted murder. Prosecutors say Emerson told them he took mushrooms about 48 hours before the flight and believed he was having a nervous breakdown. He was sitting in the cockpit jump seat on the San Francisco-bound plane Sunday when other pilots say he tried to shut down the engines. Those pilots were able to stop him, and the plane made an emergency landing.
Family members of people taken hostage by Hamas are demanding more to secure their release. Coming up this morning on Today, NBC News' Stephanie Gosk is sharing the desperate plea of a woman who had six family members taken, including her cousin's 3-year-old twins.
Every morning I wake up and I still cry as soon as my eyes open. And it dawns on me again that we're still here. We're still in this purgatory.
More than 200 people remain in Hamas captivity nearly 3 weeks now after the siege. Today airs at 7 right here on WRAL.
The word cool and Richard Roundtree seem to always go together. Overnight, the news broke about the death of this iconic actor and star of the original movie Shaft. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with the tributes pouring in for the legendary actor. Ken.
You know, Renee, Richard Roundtree was the consummate leading man back in the 70s. As a little boy back then, I wanted to be Shaft, i.e. Richard Roundtree. Well, he played that iconic character, John Shaft, in that 1971 action thriller, as well as a series of sequels. No one rocked the leather jacket and turtleneck like Richard Roundtree. His longtime manager reported overnight, Roundtree died after a brief battle with pancreatic cancer. He was also a breast cancer survivor, diagnosed back in 1993, and became an advocate for greater awareness for breast cancer among men. Well, actress Gabrielle Union, who starred with Roundtree in the television drama Being Mary Jane, shared on X, he was always the coolest man in the room with the best vibes. And on Instagram, actor Samuel L. Jackson, who played Shaft's nephew in a 2000 sequel, called Roundtree the prototype, the best to ever do it. Shaft will always be his creation. Roundtree's film and television career spanned more than 50 years. Richard Roundtree was 81 years old. And hey, as a kid, I wanted a leather jacket just because of Richard Roundtree and Shaft.
And you can rock it like Richard Roundtree, but, you know, he is best known for the movie Shaft, yeah. But he has been in so many movies and TVs over the years that younger generations have become fans as well. But really, his work and career has served as a turning point for Black leading men.
He was one of the best.
Ken, thanks.
The statewide Halloween Booze It and Lose It campaign is underway, and you'll notice more law enforcement patrolling the roadways looking for impaired drivers. According to the state DMV, at least 350 people have died in alcohol-related crashes this year. That's statewide. The Booze It and Lose It enforcement campaign runs through the end of this month. Coming up on 617 right now on our Wednesday, Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRI Severe Weather Center. We're talking about Halloween leading up to it, but these temperatures are not acting like it.
No, we're going to see really warm conditions over the weekend. It's still a little bit cool this morning. We had a chilly start yesterday with a lot of 30s, and so we're kind of in that transitional warm-up sort of morning this morning. Goldsboro looking clear this morning. Fayetteville at our newsroom there clear. It'll be clear in Apex and in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Our clear skies are courtesy of this big area of high pressure. You can see the wind streams rotating clockwise. That's a high pressure system. It's a very slow mover, so it's brought us clear skies since the weekend. On the backside of it, we have our next system that's wanting to push into our area, and that high is just holding it back. Gradually, that high will move on out, and we'll see the rain. And it looks like it could be early next week, possibly even Tuesday. So we're going to walk through that coming up. In the meantime, that high pressure system brings some pretty weather for us. The Canes play Thursday and Friday. 7 o'clock temperatures will still be in the 70s. So, you know, if you're headed out right after work at 5-6 o'clock, temperatures are going to be great for tailgating both days. Haunted houses this weekend, I'm sure, are going to be packed. Temperature is great. I mean, a little on the warm side. 6 o'clock, 80 degrees. At 10 o'clock, still 69. Skies will be clear on both days, Friday and Saturday, looking great. Let's take a look at that front. Again, right now, that front is well to our west, but our high moves on out. And this is lunchtime on Tuesday. And you can see that front moving by and really not bringing us any rain. With the front coming through, all of us meteorologists are going to be at least a bit skeptical. There's going to be a lot of rain with this front back to the west. So the models have been a little bit inconsistent in the timing of the front and how much rain we could see. Yesterday, it looked like a good bit of rain on some of the models, and today they're backing off a little bit. Well, of course, today is Wednesday. We have a whole week to watch the system, but we know that it's really impactful for, you know, folks heading out for trick-or-treating. Temperatures certainly look like they'll fall with this front. Right now, it looks like we would see maybe very little rain, but we're going to call it 30% for now so that we can start to plan ahead. Trick or treat time temperature probably around 60 degrees. Hurricane Tammy is category 2 with winds at 100 miles per hour. It's likely to swing around near Bermuda and then take a dive off to the southeast. Right now, it doesn't look like it's anywhere close to affecting land, minus some minor impacts there in Bermuda. Right now, it looks like it stays out to sea. Hurricane Otis made landfall overnight last night as a category 5 storm. Catastrophic damage near Acapulco, Mexico. Right now, winds at 130. It will continue to dissipate inland, but bringing a lot of heavy rain there. We're looking at temperatures in the mid-80s. Brian, Brian's so excited about this. He hates the hot temperatures.
I am so over it. I was enjoying the 60s.
I know. It was nice. Yeah. Near record highs this weekend.
Next week.
Yeah.
All right. 619 as we take a look at traffic. Looks like this crash at Brentwood Road at Lake Water Drive may have cleared here in the past couple of minutes. I have just taken a look at some of the sensor data in that area, and it looks like traffic's flowing a lot more freely. And as we take a look at the picture from the camera at 448 Yonkers Road, not seeing the lights back there at that intersection. So I think that probably has mostly cleared at this point. Around the rest of the triangle, things are looking good on major routes. No other crashes showing up. I want to give you a heads up about another day of closures in Durham on Alston Avenue, closed between 147 and Anger Avenue as they continue that railroad bridge construction. That's between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Expect a detour using Main Street and Fayetteville Street.
Brian, thanks. North Carolina is one of more than 30 states suing Facebook's parent company. What they say new research shows about social media's impact on our children.
And Britney Spears' new memoir is already making waves. Some of the major bombshells fans are learning from the book coming up in What's Trending.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Fans of Britney Spears are learning a lot more about her as they turn the pages of her new memoir.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Yes, it is a tell-all book called The Woman in Me. It came out yesterday, and Britney celebrated last night by claiming it is already the highest-selling celebrity memoir in history. But there are no official numbers out yet at this point. In the book, Britney shares intimate details about past relationships and her battles with her family.
Yeah, everything you ever wanted to know or maybe didn't want to know, it is certainly in there. But a lot of bombshells. But one big takeaway is Britney says she has no plans to make any music, at least for now. She said music was her life, but when her father controlled all her finances and all aspects of her life, she said it crushed her soul. And so now she's using this time to find herself and focus on herself.
Somebody's been through a lot, certainly.
Very much so.
Wish her well. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Renner releasing some songs about his near-deadly snowplow accident. The actor posted a teaser to Instagram saying the music highlights milestones in his recovery. No release date on this just yet, but the post includes the word soon.
And we're seeing a lot of it around social media, a lot of the buzz around this. A lot of folks maybe forgot. I mean, he's quite a musician out there as well. That accident was January 1st. I mean, near-death snowplow incident. He has just used these songs, writing them to help and aid in his recovery. So it's kind of a neat way to get over things.
Really glad he's doing much better.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian. A photographer using a drone to get images of fall colors captured something extraordinary. As his drone was flying over the mountains in Utah, it captured this marriage proposal. Look at that background. The photographer says he spotted this incredible scene as he was reviewing his video back in his hotel room. And now he wants to find the couple and share the unexpected vantage point of their special moment with them. Social media, do your thing.
But oh, yeah.
That guy, he did good with that proposal.
They will get that video. I know it. The NBA season is underway. The Charlotte Hornets tip off their first game tonight. They will take on the Atlanta Hawks at Spectrum Center. Teams hit the hardwood 7 p.m.
WRL's coverage of the ACC tip-off from Charlotte continues today. Chris Lee, Pat Welter, and Brian Murphy will be there. Today, we will hear from the men's teams. WRL will have full coverage throughout the day.
As conflict continues to rise between Israel and Hamas, some people may be concerned about how this could impact gas prices here at home. Just ahead, what experts are saying about how all of this could impact you at the pump.
And the kids will be comfortable in layers this morning. Temperatures are in the 30s and 40s, but we climbed to almost 80 degrees this afternoon. We're on our way to some potential record highs over the weekend. I'll show you which days look the hottest.
New maps changing our state's elections are up for final approval today in the General Assembly. How they will affect who leads you in the future and the challenges they're expected to face.